The Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
Okay, tell me the story. What is this person packed in their luggage?
So a British couple went on holiday to India. En die vrou het op sosiale media gedeel dat haar man 'n hele sak vol potnoedel gepak het.
To take to India.
He packed his potnoedel for the meals that they would be there, just so that he had it.
The country that gave us curry and roti and naan and tandoor ovens and all of those spices and Allah goed en jy wil jou noodles saam vat, want vat, he doesn't want to eat it.
Hy sê, het so dit verduidelik, dat hy is mal oor sy potnoedel. En hy wil nie rarig. He's not an adventurous eater. So he's not really someone that was going to try all of those delicious things that you mentioned. He would rather kind of experience India, which I don't think you can do without having a culinary experience of the country, right? But he would rather experience India without having the food aspect impact his relationship with his potnoedel.
Dump him.
Hulle is getroud.
Dump him still.
Hulle is getrouw.
Take someone else to India with you.
Ja.
So, ek het die woorde nie. My job is to have words and I don't have them.
So you know what got that actually got me thinking about things that people travel with because they refuse to not have their thing with them.
Ja.
Verstaan jy? Soms as jy deur die lughawe loop, dan sien jy iemand met hulle kussing.
Oh yeah, my mom does that. My mom will not sleep on any bed anywhere in the world without her own pillow on it.
You are joking.
Not kidding.
Maar ek dink daar's baie mense soos jou ma, because the pillow thing is something that I've seen often. Do you have something?
There are a couple of things I take specifically that I'll tell you about. But yeah, there isn't one, like, I don't have a comfort thing that's mine. You know what I mean? Not like a food item or a... Actually, ons pak altyd 'n pakkie rooibos tee in.
Well, okay.
As ons oorsee gaan.
Okay.
That's one that goes in the luggage. We just waltz past the kitchen and grab a couple of tea bags and in they go. Because you can't get it over there.
Yeah.
You know, I get if it's... I said, iets as jy nie kan kry nie. Het jy iets?
I get it. Ons gaan net na die nes bietjie meer hier oor gesels. We also want to know from you. Do you have a thing that you simply cannot travel without? Whether it's a local flight or an international flight, send us a WhatsApp. Die WhatsApp line se nommer 0848500942. What is the one thing that you simply can't travel without? We're chatting about things that you will not travel without.
Yeah. I've realized that mine is actually a sachet full of rooibos tea.
Yes.
Goes everywhere.
Mine's actually pretty basic.
What's
yours? I can't be on a flight without listening to music. So as my oorfone nie by my is nie, sal ek dit by die lughawe koop nog 'n stel oorfone, because I can't. I love it. And I don't want to use the flight earphones.
Lots of people coming through, the same as my mom, saying they absolutely will travel with their own pillow because you are sleeping on your own pillow. It doesn't matter where you are in the world.
Yeah. We got the funniest message in from Annelies. I just love it.
Die vreemdste wat ek teëgekom het in my lewe was op 'n cruise ship. Die vrou het haar blikkie Rikoffie saamgebring. Sy sê sy gaan nie betaal vir koffie nie. Toe dink myself, maar die koffie stands onder is oop. Hulle is 2 ure per dag en dit is in die oggendure. Hulle toe wat hulle clean up en so aan het.
The rest of the time you can go get your take your coffee though, because it's, and again, it's one of those things, same as me and the rooibos. I get it. You kry dit nie oorsee nie.
Take your things that'll make you comfortable. Vooral as jy nie op 'n plek is wat jy ken nie. You
Precies.
know, you want to be in your own space comfortable.
Heeltemal. Somebody says, I take my slops everywhere because I will never stand on anyone else's shower floor.
Same. Hand up. I love that. You know, we got all of those like horrible things in life orientation in school about how you must take care of your hygiene and things you can catch just by like flaws on the tiles at the gym.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like, no ways. Marlies, hierdie vat die chutney.
Hi, Rob en Roz. So as ek travel, dan moet ek vir my water verf en paar penne en goed inpak. Al teken ek baie keer nie. Ek is soos ek dalk op 'n plek kom waar ek tyd het of wat baie mooi is, dan is dit by my. En dan verseker droewors. As ek 'n
droewors en haar verfgoed. That's a proper artist.
Do you know what I love is that verfgoed is one of those things you'll travel with it everywhere and you'll never use it.
Maar elke
keer as jy pak, waar is my verfgoed ek moet saamvat?
As jy op 'n mooi plek kom en jy kan nie, we've got so many brilliant messages coming through as well. Let us know, what is the one thing that you simply cannot travel without? There is something that's come through on the WhatsApp line that we're going to share with you just after these. We're talking about things that you refuse to travel without.
Yeah, comes on the back. Roz was telling us a story. There was a couple who were going to India.
Yes.
On holiday, and hubby doesn't want to eat anything other than pot noodle. So he packed an entire suitcase worth of noodle for a 3-week trip around India. I can't believe it.
There's quite a few people that have come back and said, I would be doing the same because I want to explore the sights. I don't want to spend my entire holiday looking at the back of the bathroom door.
Nee man.
And dit is heeltemal verstaanbaar. Same genre, I say, I kan nie sonder my kinders travel nie. Dit is net vieslik om hulle by die huis te los. And then we've got lots of other messages through. One thing I can't travel without is spray sanitizer for public bathrooms. That's from Georgette. And Vernon says, I can't go without my Wi-Fi and my gaming console.
I know people who travel with their PlayStation or their Xbox as well. I know people who pack it in and take it along because they reckon even if there's like just an hour and a half in the evening, even in a hotel before bed, you can sit and play some games before you fall asleep. I don't get it.
Producer Wayne is pointing at himself and nodding his head.
Nodding his head.
That's what he would do.
I find it odd.
So the Springboks are taking on which country? Ireland. Wales. And then Ireland is next weekend.
Yes.
See, there's so much rugby. And Zane is this guy.
I feel you should never travel without your Springbok jersey. Just to show everyone you are a true supporter of the South African national team.
Wow, that is commitment. Zane, I applaud you, Rob. You're looking like
I'm just having a giggle. You go walk around in your Springbok jersey so everyone knows. Because one of the joys of being an incognito traveler is hearing how much South African gets spoken overseas, whether it be Zulu or Afrikaans or whatever. Like if you're on the tube in London,
Plain Pretoria,
daar gesels mense hoor, hulle dink niemand verstaan wat hulle sê nie.
En dan is hulle wel uitgevind met wat hulle praat.
Ja.
Stephanie takes the cake.
Stephanie's dad is a bad man.
So the one thing that my father-in-law can't travel without is chutney. He will go to fine dining restaurants, McDonald's, wherever. If we overseas, the chutney goes with. If we get to a restaurant and we forgot it in the hotel room, we need to go back to get the chutney. When we were in Italy last year, people were so insulted that he's putting chutney on their pasta, but he doesn't give a damn, because chutney it is.
Can you imagine you walk in, you're in Rome, and you walk into Carbonara's, and the guy's like, my pa was meneer Carbonara, invented Carbonara, and this is the best Carbonara in the world. And yeah, where's my chutney?
No. I wonder if Stephanie's father-in-law's chutney would make that mac and cheese that you refuse to eat any better.
Absolutely not. No, I love that. I love that. That is one of the most South African, like, essential items anywhere.
Also, if they don't give Stephanie's father-in-law an ad campaign for a chutney, dan weet ek nie, want dit is 'n advertensie wêreldwyd.
I love it. Doesn't matter where you go. You're eating sushi in Tokyo, daar kom die chutney. In India, saam met hierdie ander couple. En die man met sy noodles, put some chutney on your noodles there, my bro.
There you go.
Help it out.
Dit was nou baie lekker. Wat sal jy glad nie sonder rys nie? What a cool chat. Thanks for everyone for the messages coming through. We've got so much cool music on the way. Here is Ed Sheeran.